Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Klaim, Perik Hey, Mishnah Beis, Kerem Shiunatua al Pachais, Pachais me Arba Amis. We have a Kerem over here, but between one row and the other row, we have less than 4 Amis space. That's not enough to get through with the plow, because they used to plow with a team of oxen. So Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon says, Ain't a Kerem, it's not considered a Kerem. If it's not a Kerem, does that make it easier or harder? Well, that means you only have to distance 6 Tvachim and you can plant other things there. The Chachamim, whereas the Chachamim say, Kerem, this is considered a Kerem. The Chachamim say, let's look ahead a little bit. This won't work if they're too close to each other. So eventually you'll have to take out the middle. And therefore, V'rayin, Esu'em Tzoyes, we look at the middle rows, kilo as if they're already gone. The Einon, even though physically they're still there. If you walk here, you'll bump into it, but he's going to take it out. And Mamela, I'm going to look at the outside rows, and I'm going to say if there's enough space in between them, this is a Kerem. Now what happens is, explains about Tanura, sometimes a person will plant many together, too close to each other. Those that are stronger will last. The rest he takes out just for wood. The chances are the ones in the middle are not going to last. So we're pretty much predicting what's going to happen and applying the halacha based on what we assume is going to happen. So we're talking about a kerem that has at least 3 shurais. But if you only have 2 shurais to start with, so even if we take out one of the rows, you still don't have a kerem. So here, even the chacham would be maida. That if you only have 2 shurais and you don't have arba ames between the shurais, it's not a kerem. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah Beis. A vineyard is planted in rows, but not much space in between one and the other. Less than 4 amos. If Shimon says it's not a kerem, he won't be able to come through with his oxen between the rows. Some say he won't be able to bring through his wagon to carry the fruit. Either way, if it's not a workable kerem, says Rav Shimon, so it's gefen yechidus, it's individual vines, and you can plant 6 tvachim away from them. The Chacham disagree. The Chachamim say he's going to take out the middle ones. They say it was common for people lechatchila to overplant, and then they're going to take out the weaker ones and use them for wood. So the fact that he planted too many doesn't mean it's not a kerem. No, this is all part of his plan. And it's probably going to be the middle ones that we're going to remove because it's preventing the plowing of the outer ones. So for all practical purposes, we consider it, say the Chachamim, as if they're gone to start with. And the Nail, if we have the proper space between the outside ones, say the Chachamim, it is a Kerem.